This is your station, 88.9 KETR. My name is Jared Knight, and I'm joined, as always, on a Thursday morning by Mr. Bob Akin. Sir, welcome to the program, and thank you so much for joining us.
I wouldn't be anywhere else on a Thursday morning.
Well, I know, and I'm so glad of that, too. And I think our listeners are becoming slightly accustomed to your dulcet tones on a Thursday morning.
Either they know exactly when to tune in or when to tune out.
That's right. And it's nice that we give them such a great warning every time, too.
Right.
Well, let's talk about what it is we need to break down today.
Why don't we just pick up where we left off with the beginnings of the general election campaign. And where we were looking, we emphasized the Pew poll that had an oversized sample that had some interesting data in it.
Right.
But we're also looking at similar polls nationwide. Well, all the benchmark polls are now in. They're exactly where we thought they were with Pew. It's, you know, it's still a 49-44 average race between Obama and Romney with 6 months to go.
And if you want to check on that, you can go back to last episode. It's online at KETR.org. Yeah. We put some links in there to what it is that we were talking about, so you can go
and see. And something else that I would suggest doing, if you really get hooked on this sort of thing, go to the realclearpolitics.com site, because they run almost weekly updates of every halfway reputable, not even the really good ones, but even some that attract attention, and show what their count is and what the average for all a rolling average for all of them by the week. If you're interested in that sort of thing, you can overdose on it real quick.
Sure.
But it is what's interesting about this is that it would appear that since they haven't budged in 2 or 3 months now, if they're locked in, they may not be completely locked in, but once people get committed, not just leaning one way, you can switch them, but it's tough. It's something that we need to think about, though, a campaign that has gone on forever and is going on for another 6 months. In another of the great Western democracies, France, is it literally in the middle of a presidential election after a campaign that lasted a few months, an intense campaign of a few weeks. They had their first round of voting, and this coming Sunday we'll have a runoff between the two top vote getters. What is interesting about this, and we'll talk later in the year about what it's the difference in various national voting pattern systems are. And France is not like Britain. It's not, they don't elect president by parliament. They elect president by direct popular vote, meaning that everybody in France, their vote actually mattered.
Whereas so there's no electoral college.
There's no And it's extremely unlikely that somebody, that a Democrat in Texas or a Republican in California, is going to get through any more than express their opinion, because it's unlikely that their candidate is going to carry the state and take winner take all their electoral votes. What's interesting, though, in France is that they kind of combine the primaries, and in fact, some of their parties are now conducting primary elections in imitation of American practice. What they do, any party that's on the ballot runs candidates, and it's the two top vote getters, which are invariably just like here, or just like in Britain, or just like in Germany, or any other major democracy. There's a big center-left party and a big center-right party, with one, sometimes two, smaller parties in the middle, and one, sometimes two, smaller parties on either fringe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, let's explain it this way. The incumbent president, Sarkozy, has been, if he were here, he'd be a Republican.
Right.
If he were in Britain, he'd be a Tory. In France, the center-right party is opposed almost every time by center-left party that's his principal opponent, Hollande, led slightly. It was like 28% to 27%. The other 45% of the vote got carved up across the spectrum there. What is interesting about this, the left-wing splinter, it's kind of like Ralph Nader or Dennis Kucinich.
Mm-hmm.
Between them, they split about 17% of the vote. Mm-hmm. The right-wing splinter, the National Front, Martine Le Pen, got more votes than anybody on that line had ever gotten, including her father. Mm-hmm. Again, when you think Le Pen, think Sarah Palin.
Right.
Michelle Bachmann. Similar positions.
For analogy's sake, sure.
For analogy. And then in the middle, where Hollande and Sarkozy are pretty good stand-ins for Obama and Romney, in the middle, there was a vote-getter whose vote from 5 years back was cut almost in half. It got about 12%. And his supporters are splitting between the two. Some had already done so.
Right.
This is kind of like that group. This is John Huntsman. This is Buddy Romer. People who are trying to find some way to be effective as a moderate third party. Nobody's ever done it here. Perot is probably the best example of that. And again, at most, he got 19%.
Right.
The problem that Sarkozy has in this short time, the 2 weeks between the first ballot and, as they call it, the second ballot, his problem is precisely what Romney's is trying to carve part of the center out without losing his potential votes to his right. And so far, the people who voted for Le Pen, the National Front rightists, they were only a little over half of them say they're going to vote for Sarkozy. The others are, they're not going to vote for the left, but they're just not going to vote.
Right.
All the others, the splinter on the left, are almost unanimous in supporting Hollande. You know, they're coming together. So if he goes too far to the middle to pick up the remainder there, he's got a problem on his right. If he goes too far to the right, he concedes the middle to Hollande.
So I guess this is a study in true politics and true vote.
It's kind of like in a poker game. Hey, you got to play. You don't just play your hand; you play position.
Right, right.
The conservative center-right candidates in both France and America have got very similar problems this year.
I think that's kind of neat to kind of learn some of the analogies between what we got going on here and what they've got going on there in France.
We may pick up on this theme depending upon what happens.
Sure. Mr. Aiken, thank you so much for coming in and breaking it down.
We'll do it again.